We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Well, it is Monday. Welcome to a brand new week with Irish Breakdown. He's Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers. March Madness is here. Man, we've got plenty of basketball to talk about on today's show. As the show goes along, I mean, we've got plenty of other topics to talk about as well. Notre Dame football got a commitment today.
Totally missed that.
Justin Fields has been traded. What else? We've got some soccer news today regarding Notre Dame. That's very interesting. To what degree you find it interesting, I guess, is a different question. How are you today, Vince, as we start this week?
I'm great. This is going to be the beginning of a bit of a crazy week, and which I'm all here for. You know, I love, you know, all the basketball that we get to watch, and, you know, the bracket madness and whatever else you want to call it. And we're going to have some fun with it, and we're going to bring you, the listener, along with us, because that's what we do. So
I don't know about you, but I had, you know, like, I watched the men's selection show last night.
Okay.
Just to kind of see where everyone was going to be and just kind of hear what they had to say about them. Obviously, I wanted to see where Kansas was going to end up. I knew they weren't going to be in a great spot because they've really struggled for the last month or so with a couple of guys injured. But I really just kind of had probably the least amount of interest in the men's selection show as I've had in a long time. That's, we knew, fair, that Notre Dame wasn't going to be involved. It was just kind of blah to me. I don't know about you.
No, I didn't watch a single second of it. And maybe that makes me not a very good sports fan, but I ended up watching Survivor with my daughter. Like, I enjoyed that more than I was gonna enjoy watching the selection show. Like, I guess obviously I didn't have a dog in the fight because I do follow Notre Dame basketball, and eventually that will be the case where I'll be watching to see where Notre Dame's gonna end up or whatever. And then I lost track of time, and it was 8:10, and boom, the women got announced. But like, I had no interest in the men's. Like, I had no interest in it, and that's, I shot a text to you this morning. I was like, are we doing the bracket thing? Because, like, normally I've got some printed out. Like, I've already filled a couple out, like, getting after it. And I don't know, man. It just didn't hit this year for me. I don't know.
Yep. Brandon says he's watched more women's basketball than men's this year. He says that is a first for him. I think a lot of people are in that boat. I mean, you have got, and we kind of talked about this in a roundabout way, I think a week or so ago. Was it last week or maybe the end of the week before, in regards to interest in the men's tournament and the fact that there are not big stars in the men's game, where obviously Caitlin Clark is the biggest star in the women's game, but you have players like, you know, Angel Reese, and, you know, I don't know if Carmilla Cardoso, the big South Carolina player, is a star, but, you know, she got thrown out of that LSU game in the SEC championship game. But you got rising stars like Hannah Hidalgo here at Notre Dame, Juju Watkins out at USC. USC got a number one seed, you know, in the women's game. Notre Dame, as we're going to talk about here in a second, got a number two seed. So I think that there are a lot more sort of faces that you recognize in the women's game. And I think it's, I think the quality of play has continued to grow on the women's side. Whereas because of one and probably starting with one and done and continuing with all the roster movement that you get with the transfer portal, I think the quality of the men's game has really suffered over the last few years.
Oh, I think
it's affected interest.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't have a lot of interest in the men's tournament, but I want to make it clear that I did have a lot
blasphemy.
Of I know. I did have a lot of interest in the Notre Dame men's team, though.
Sure.
Like, I didn't watch one over the other, men's and women's. I kind of watched them both equally, I would say, because I think the men's team is still fun to watch. Now, they didn't win as many games, obviously, as the women this year, but I still think that they're a fun team to watch. So I have definitely...
At times.
Fair enough.
When but the ball's going in the hole, or at least it's a close game, you know, it's like...
Well, you can still appreciate when the ball them is playing out, defense. You can at least appreciate the defense and the hustle and that kind of stuff. There were times towards the end of Mike Bray's, well, I couldn't watch the men's games, period. Like, I could not watch them play at all. And but obviously having a connection to you, sir, makes me want to watch the women's games a little bit more. And they're fun to watch. I mean, they're obviously really good. Mm-hmm. They, you know, sometimes you never know which women's team you're going to get. But the one that they've gotten here recently has been fantastic. So a lot of fun.
Say, the one they've got for the last eight games has worked out pretty well.
Absolutely. 100%.
Even though we'll start with the bad news and we'll work from there. Kylie Watson officially announced, and Neil Ivey confirmed it after the selection yesterday, that Kylie Watson is out with an ACL. So that is a factor. You know, they did announce it going into the tournament, unlike last year where you had a player like Olivia Miles and they kind of, you know, toyed around with it. I guess they did announce it after the selections anyway.
Yes.
Kylie Watson was going to be out, which obviously makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all kind of figured that was going to be the case, but the official announcement, I mean, she put it out on, I believe, her Instagram, and then they were able, and I'm pretty sure she personally announced it right on her Instagram after the selection was made, right? And so then they did the little media scrum with Niel, and she confirmed it. So, but yeah, it's a big loss for Notre Dame. I mean, there's no two ways about it. I mean, plenty of people can complain about her lack of offensive output, but the last seven games or so that she played in, not only was her defense absolutely stellar, but there were some times where her offense was pretty stinking good too.
Yeah.
She had a couple nice moves. And
that was the game that she got hurt, she was kind of getting on a little bit of a roll offensively in that game. She ended up with 8 points in that game.
Right.
You know, so obviously you never want to see anyone get hurt. It stinks even more when you've got a starter who goes out right before tournament time and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the question Sean Kelly had, who's going to replace Watson? He says, huge loss. This poor team has just been plagued by injuries. And I mean, it is a laundry list of injuries, unfortunately. But, you know, Nat Marshall is going to have to step up. She'll step into the lineup, I would imagine, unless Neil Ivey sees a matchup and maybe wants to start off a little bit smaller and go with KK Bransford, four guards basically, and then have Maddie Westbeld, you know, kind of be the big. Maddie is obviously very versatile. And, you know, the thing with Nat Marshall as well is she doesn't necessarily have that low post move just in terms of her offense. She can play some solid defense from, you know,
She's long
in spurts as well. Yeah, she's obviously, you know, long, not quite as physical as Kylie, but she's going to be called upon. And look, Becky Obinma has not played a whole lot this year, but this is potentially a real opportunity for her to step up and sort of, you know, show her value to this team. Because we were talking about it before. They got her to be a defensive presence. She was a big shot blocker when she was out west at Pepperdine. She blocked like 70 shots, I think, in her last two seasons, you know, a little over 70 shots in her last two seasons at Pepperdine. So this is potentially an opportunity for her as well, you know, especially if, because you are going to be a little bit thinner in the roster, there's going to be a time, if you're going to make a run in the tournament, there's going to be a time where both of those players are going to have to step up.
So yeah, for sure. And they're, you know, and you know, the big three, they're going to have to be big in every game. You know what I mean? There's not going to be a lot of margin for error, you know, maybe in game one, but you know, moving forward, it's not going to be a lot of margin for error. So, look, this is a well-coached team. They aren't super deep. But at the same time, Sean Stiers, you have said this before, and I will give you the platform to say it again.
Okay.
They have made runs with a very short bench in the past.
Yes.
So
won a national champion, won their last national championship with six players in 2018. Now, in 2001, Muffet McGraw had a deeper bench, but essentially she shortened the bench once it came, you know, tournament time. And for the most part, she, you know, they won the national, you know, like some of the bench players played more in the early rounds, you know, as they were beating the snot out of people and that kind of stuff. But the deeper they went and the tougher the competition went, it was basically six players as well
that they
won that thing with. So it's not,
it can be done.
It's not unprecedented. It can be done.
It can be done.
Exactly right.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Decaf wants to know what the deal with Prosper is, what her injury is. I think officially it's a lower leg injury and it is just not healed, you know, the way it needs to heal for her to get back out there on the floor. We'll just have to leave it with that.
Yep.
You know,
can only give what they've given us.
Right. Well, yes. Yes. And you don't like the Kylie Watson, you know, look, I said last week when someone asked about it, that there's only so much that I'm allowed to say.
Right.
You know, there are things that I find out sort of in advance, but I have to keep it zipped because I'm privy to that information and can't give it out until they decide that it's time for it to be announced, you know. So it's the way it goes.
Yep.
Now the good news. They're a two seed.
Yeah.
And they're going to host.
Right.
You know, we kind of figured, we knew that they were going to host. You know, we pretty much knew that they were going to host. The biggest question was, what seed were they going to be? Were they going to be, could they climb as high as a two? Because on February 29th, the NCAA released its final top 16 seeds, you know, final pre-tournament, or before last night anyway, the top 16 seeds. And Notre Dame was not in the top 16.
Nope.
So they went from not in the top 16 a little bit more than 2 weeks ago to essentially top eight by virtue of being a number two seed during this stretch of, you know, winning the winning streak that they're on right now. They're going to play 15 seed Kent State Saturday, 2:15. The other two teams in the South Bend pod are number seven seed Ole Miss, number 10 seed Marquette. Those two teams are going to play around 4:45 Saturday afternoon. So the two seed, Vince, what did you think when you saw the two seed pop up there on the screen last night?
I've got to say I was a little shocked. I think I texted you as soon as I saw it. I was like, a two seed? I was a little surprised. I knew it was a possibility, and they've been playing. They're hot, obviously. They've been playing very, very well. I thought they might take the Kylie Watson injury into account a little bit, and maybe they'd be a high three seed as opposed to probably the last two seed. I had no thoughts that they weren't going to be able to host. I figured that would be the case, obviously, but very surprised to me that they became a two. I'm sorry, but like watching the looks on their faces as well in the video, they looked a little surprised to be a two as well.
Yeah, they were. You know, like I think Neil was holding up the twos, you know, the deuces with their fingers afterward. I think that they were very happy by that. You know, and we'll talk about the bracket, you know, the region that they happened to be in, but I was a little bit surprised myself. Like when I saw Oregon State announced as the three, I'm thinking, well, okay, probably not going to be in this region. And then the next thing you know, like 30 seconds later, boom, there it is. Notre Dame is the number two seed in the very first region that they went through, the Albany One region, as they started the show last night.
Which, I mean, look, that's a great, great accomplishment. If that's where everything ends, is that they became a two seed, what they've accomplished in the last 3 weeks is, I mean, unprecedented. With the amount of ranked teams that they beat, and then obviously winning the ACC championship, I don't care that the one girl was out. They still won it. They still had to win all those games.
Well, remember, you know, they beat Virginia Tech with her as well.
That's true. Oh. That's absolutely true. And so,
anyone who wants to use that against them, they beat them with her, they beat them without her. And they beat them. They didn't just beat them without her. They handed Virginia Tech the worst ever loss by a number one seed in ACC tournament history in that game.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, I know.
Yeah. I mean, no, like I said, what they've done over the last 3 weeks has been unprecedented. They deserved the number two because of that, right? I mean, it's all about what you're doing in March. Well, their March so far has been pretty stinking solid. So I'm very excited for them, very happy for them. They were able to get the two seed. I think it's awesome. I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, DK says putting them in with South Carolina, does that mean they're the lowest ranked two seed? Yes, basically. Yeah. Like South Carolina is the overall number one. So Notre Dame then as the number two in that is the lowest ranked. So that basically means they're number eight, you know, again.
Right.
They were not even top 16 2 weeks ago. So that's, you know, as much as it kind of stinks to end up being in South Carolina's bracket, no one wants to be in South Carolina's bracket. But we can kind of talk about this first. And, you know, somebody was talking about it on the boards today. I still, like, okay, when you look at the other regions, I like the number. I like having Oregon State as the number three that you potentially have to beat in the Sweet 16, as opposed to either UConn, LSU, or having to beat North Carolina State again, just because, you know, like they just beat North Carolina State, obviously, but they've also lost to North Carolina State. And when you look at the fact that there would be, like, the last 2 years, they lost in the Sweet 16 to a repeat opponent. 2 years ago, they lost to, or yeah, 2 years ago, they lost to NC State in a repeat game. They obviously played them in the regular season because they're in the same conference. Last year, they lost to Maryland in a repeat game. So you're not going to get a repeat game if you're Notre Dame until the Elite Eight now. So that at least, you know, maybe you go a little bit farther, maybe you don't. But it's either going to be South Carolina or, you know, like if North Carolina would happen to upset South Carolina in the second round, that's the only chance at a repeat, is all the way out to the Elite Eight. So I like that. And I just, you know, again, Oregon State's a three seed, so they're going to be a solid team as well. But when you look at who those other three number three seeds are, I would still rather have Oregon State as my three seed that I have to go through to try to get to the Elite Eight than one of those other teams. So,
yeah,
you know, again, nobody wants to have South Carolina, but those other teams are pretty good as well. You know, would you rather have South Carolina? Would you rather have Iowa? Texas and USC are a little bit of an unknown commodity in comparison, but I think it's really, with the exception of South Carolina, I think it's a pretty favorable bracket for Notre Dame.
I agree. And I feel really good about them getting to the Elite Eight. I feel really good about that. Yeah. And then look, then you got an opportunity to go up against South Carolina. South Carolina obviously is going to be the favorite in that game. And we can, you know, talk about that when the time comes, after watching South Carolina play some games in this tournament, watching Notre Dame play some games in this tournament. But the bottom line is, I like their path. Now, nothing is going to be laid out perfectly for them to get to the Final Four. I mean, I get that, right? But I like their path to get to the Elite Eight. I really do. And so I'm excited to watch this team play. Yeah. And look, anything can happen in the tournament.
And that's what I was going to say. Even though they got smoked by South Carolina, obviously, in that game in Paris to open the season, South Carolina's played some closer games here down the stretch.
Right.
You know? So, hey, it's tournament time. Anything can happen.
With a chance to go to the Final Four, I mean, now the stakes are so much higher. Like, The game over in Paris felt a little exhibitionist, you know what I mean? Like an exhibition game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe exhibitionist isn't the right word to be using there. But it felt like exhibition-y. An exhibition. Yeah, right. Yeah. It felt like that kind of a game, like almost like a, like, hey, man, we're in Paris. I guess we'll play a basketball game. Like, it, you know what I mean? And
right.
So I'm not saying that Notre Dame wasn't ready to play it, but the stakes are going to be completely different if they meet in the Elite Eight. I mean, completely different. So, I like Notre Dame stepping up to the challenge. I think they've got some savvy players. I think they've got, obviously, excellent guard play. And so I give Notre Dame a shot.
Well, look, Hannah Hidalgo's a different player now. Like, even though she scored over 30 points in that first game, she is a much more complete player now than she was in that game. And the offense in general is just, and the defense as well. You know, the biggest question you're going to have in that game, if it comes to it, they still have to win three games to get there first. But if we're going to talk about South Carolina and a potential matchup, the biggest question is going to be, how do they contend with Carmelo Cardoso? Their monster inside. That's going to be the biggest question, and it doesn't help now that you don't have Kylie Watson. But again, you know, once Nat Marshall and Obinma and Westbelt, you know, have some chances to, you know, to sort of play without Kylie Watson, they could look like a different team by the time they get there. And Maddie Westbelt had just as much, you know, if not more, you know, she and Kylie Watson, the way she, you know, the way they played defense against Elizabeth Kitley, Virginia Tech's big that we were talking about a second ago, they've shown that they can do it. Now, again, Cardoso's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit different player, a little bit more physical than Kitley, but still, it's a matter of, you know, can you put the game plan together? Sure. Can you execute the game plan? And I think it could just be a lot different looking game if they get the opportunity again.
I like what the assistant coaches have been able to do with these game plans against these high ranked teams as a, you know, in the month of March, frankly. And so, look, the team has grown. I think the staff has grown, all of it, right? And look, South Carolina has grown too. These are going to be two completely different teams than when they faced off the first time, you know, all the way back in, what was that, October? I mean, that was or November, whatever.
Practically October, but it was November. Like, it was early November, yeah.
Yeah, it was that was a long time ago. So, look, I'm pumped for Notre Dame. I think they got an awesome seed. They can't be more excited than they are right now. And they got a week to sit on it, which is kind of crazy. So they don't even play until Saturday.
I know.
Nuts. That's nuts all by itself.
They tweaked the format again this year, starting, just with the way. Yeah. So it's just like they're always sort of tinkering with, with the women play versus when the men play. And so Notre Dame's not going to play their first game until Saturday. Now, Tommy asks if any of Notre Dame's injuries could extend into next year. Yes.
Yep. I mean, well, look, Kylie Watson just tore her ACL.
Right.
Right. I mean, that will extend into next year. And that's not exactly giving away any state secrets. That's just medicine. You know, I mean, it's at least an 8-month situation, if not more. Right. And that puts you right at the beginning of the season. So I'm sure hers will go into next season if she decides to come back, which, of course, we don't even know if that's going to happen. So a lot of stuff to figure out.
DK's very happy, apparently. He tells Brent Smith, who just got here, nothing to see here. Jesse isn't here. We're talking women's basketball because Brent loves to go back and forth with Jesse about Cowboys and 49ers. So,
yes, we know this.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I wanted to mention the Marquette connections to Notre Dame.
This is nuts. I had no idea until I read the notes. So
yes, a ton of Marquette connections, starting with the head coach Megan Duffy, who was a point guard for Muffet McGraw back in the early 2000s.
I remember 2002
that. 2002 to 2006. That's right. She's from the Dayton, Ohio area. And I think it was 2003. They went to the Sweet 16 in Dayton, played UConn out there, if my memory serves. But anyway, Megan, the point guard. And then, so Megan Duffy begins a coaching career post leaving Notre Dame. She becomes a head coach at Miami, Ohio. And Michaela Mabry, who is a Notre Dame alum, of course, herself, joins Megan Duffy's staff when Duffy, her first head coaching job at Miami, Ohio. And so she works for Duffy for 2 years there before she goes on and becomes a recruiting coordinator at LSU. And of course, Mabry is now back on the Notre Dame staff. She has been on staff here at Notre Dame since 2019, but also on Megan Duffy's Marquette coaching staff is one Jonathan Sippas, who was an assistant for McGraw. That's right. He was an assistant for McGraw from 2003 through 2012 on the staff when Megan Duffy was playing here at Notre Dame. But Sippas was also at Notre Dame in 2011 and 2012 when that run of Final Fours, the big, long, successful run. They were national runners-up in 11 and 12. He was on those staffs. He left Notre Dame after 2012, becomes the head coach at George Washington. He led them to the NCAA tournament his last couple of years there, took over at Wisconsin. He was there for 5 years, and for the last 2 years, Jonathan Sippas has been on Megan Duffy's staff at Marquette after leaving Wisconsin. Really good guy. And actually, when I'm trying to think of which event, it was when they did the Muffet McGraw banner. Was it last season? Okay. It was either the last season or the season before.
Yeah.
When they did the Ring of Honor, banner for Muffet up in the rafters at Purcell Jonathan Sippus and his family came back for that, and they were like sitting right behind me, you know, got a chance to talk to him for a little bit. You know, again, really, really a good guy who was a part of Muffet's staff for 9 years before he became a head coach. And then there's also Marquette Athletic Director Bill Scholl, who's another great guy. He was at Notre Dame in different administrative capacities for 23 years. He's a hometown guy, graduated from Notre Dame. He was assistant AD, associate AD, deputy AD in his last few years at Notre Dame before he became the athletic director at Ball State and then moved on to Marquette. But Bill, you know, worked with Notre Dame baseball for several years, and he was the assistant athletic director assigned to baseball when Paul Mainieri took the program to the College World Series in 2002. So how about that for some Notre Dame connections coming back with Marquette here this week?
Man, I know Marquette has always been a traditional rival of Notre Dame and all of these different things, especially in basketball, especially when they used to be in the same conference and, you know, all of those different things. But I had no idea about, first of all, I didn't know Megan Duffy was in coaching. I guess that shows you how much I follow women's basketball. But I remember when she was playing, because she was playing while I was a student. And so I remember her playing.
That's right.
And, you know, that was when I was also you know, her. So that was the first part of her career. And then the second part of her career was when I was breaking into doing stuff with you. Mm-hmm. And you were, you know, still calling games and doing all that. So,
right.
Yeah, so it was that it's just like a blast from the past when I saw that name written down. So that was kind of exciting. So just adds a little something to watching the games this weekend. I'm excited about that.
Yep. So Marquette plays Ole Miss again. They've got the second game Saturday. Notre Dame and Kent State in the first game at 2:15 Saturday. The winners will advance and play on Monday, a week from today, and then the winners of those games, of course, advance on to the Sweet 16.
So are they going to, you may even not know the answer to this, are they going to clear the stadium like in between games, or if you buy a ticket to the first game, you can stick around for game two?
I was wondering that myself. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. I can ask around and kind of find that out if it's really important.
Well, it's not. My father-in-law has tickets because he's a ticket holder, and so he got tickets. I'm just curious as to if, you know, it's going to be an all-day affair, or if it's just like one game and you got to get out, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, personally, I think they should be able to stay. But
right. Have him look on the ticket. I know my wife, I think, was supposed to get her tickets. She's got tickets. They're e-tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've come in her email yet, but I'll have to, maybe if they come, I'll have to.
See, you don't ever have to worry about the tickets, but it's on the old Fighting Irish app now. And, it's very user friendly. You can swap tickets back and forth and all that stuff.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'll see if I can find that out though. That is a good question. I'm just not sure.
I just texted him. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But I think they would be silly to clear out the stadium and then, or, you know, the arena and then try to get people to come back or whatever. Like, you want as many people, as many butts in the seats as possible, right? I mean, that's how I would think that it would go.
But I agree.
It's nice to have Marquette. I will say that Marquette travels pretty well. I've been to some Notre Dame Marquette games in the past.
Not too far away. That's right.
Yeah. They tend to travel pretty well. And so, you know, you'll get kind of some obviously local flavor with Notre Dame, and then you can get a well-traveled Marquette team. And if they both win, I mean, that could be a really good crowd actually on Monday.
Really one of Notre Dame's better, you know, both men and women, rivals back when they were both in the Big East.
Absolutely. Together. Absolutely. Joe Allen buying the Miami, Ohio football tickets. Boom.
I think they had like a sale over the weekend. They were selling tickets for $50 or something like that for that
game. I did see that.
Nice.
Chuck Martin coming back to Notre Dame.
That's true. I forgot about that.
They're the reigning MAC champs.
Andre wants to know if Irish Breakdown is doing a bracket challenge. Mm. Funny you should ask that, Andre. So what's the status, Vince? What's going on with what we got going on with that?
Well, the men's bracket is open and ready to roll. So we created a group on ESPN, and I know people are going to have their issues with ESPN, and I don't care. That's what we decided to use. It was the easiest one to generate a group. And so we did a group for IB Nation Sports Talk. And so if you go on to ESPN and you go to groups, you got to sign in, you know, the whole thing. But if you go to groups and you search IB Nation Sports Talk, it's IB, new word nation, new word sport, new word talk. Okay. And then you can join the group, and the password
is Irish Breakdown.
Yes, all one word, Irish Breakdown. I can't remember, honestly, if I use...
Share that password, if you will.
Yeah. I can't remember if I used capital I and capital B. I think I did.
Oh, boy.
But it's all one. I know.
It's going to get complicated.
You guys will figure it out. Just a couple of chances, and you guys will get
okay.
It all figured out.
So, IB Nation Sports Talk is the group.
Yes.
Irish Breakdown is the password.
Correct.
Okay.
You guys can jump in. Are we going to do one for the women? I haven't created it yet, but we can
if you want. I guess it depends on who wants to. I haven't filled out either. I started to fill out my men's, and then I'm okay. Like, you know what? I want to look at, you know, if I'm kind of basically there's no money on the line, there's no prizes on the line. You know,
fun.
Like maybe if you want, you can meet Vince, you know, like if you win the whole thing.
I don't know if that's a prize. That might be the booby prize, like if you come in last.
That's right.
Tommy Guns, he just joined. It's capital I, capital B, all one
okay.
word. Irish Breakdown. So good there job. You go. So join in, man. Let's have some fun with this thing. We can kind of see where Jeez.
Tommy is so sensitive when I don't use his questions. It's like sometimes Tommy, people start firing off a bunch of stuff at the same time and I can't see everything. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I have to make eye contact with Vince once in a while, and I have to, you know, let him know I'm here, paying attention to what he's saying.
Right here. Gotta keep it real.
That's right.
But yeah, so everybody join
so
in.
We're doing it for fun, you know. Yeah. So if you want to just join in, whatever, and, you know, maybe if, you know, we can come up with some other prize, you know, maybe we can talk Brian into giving us a hat or a T-shirt or something for the winner or something like that, you know.
There you go. DK says the prize is you get to come to my house and babysit my kids, and I get to take my wife out. That's a win right there, folks. That is a win.
No, you get to come to Vince's house and let his wife tell you about her dreams. And
you get me in trouble.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna get me in trouble.
Did anything happen last week when your kids, you know, were spilling the beans about the dream stories and all?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great for me. but I think we've gotten past it.
All right. I'm glad you made it. I didn't even try, and I got you in trouble.
I know. That one. Oh, because I do a great job all on my own.
It was just part of the question.
Yes.
And
I do a great job all on my own. Don't worry.
That's right.
Don't worry. You know this. All on my own. But
Tommy was having a big dilemma, by the way. Extremely important question. What he should pull out of the fridge for dinner tonight, steak or chicky wings? I would go with the steak.
I mean,
had a little bit too much chicken over the weekend, personally. So
did you?
Yeah,
my wife's upstairs making chicken right now, so I'm very excited about it. Nice chicken meal, but yeah, I would go with the steak as well. I don't know. I don't feel like I make good chicken wings at home. You know what I mean? And so those are more of the going out style.
Do you have an air fryer?
I do not.
If you try the air fryer, you'll be amazed at how well you can make things like wings. It's like
that,
those air fryers, man. Very simple. Even if you don't, they're easy to broil as well.
Okay.
Like I do a thing where like I get, you know, like the broiler pan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll put them on like low broil, like 4 or 5 minutes aside.
Mm.
And then I'll kick the broiler up and I'll move the wings down a little bit and put them on for about 3 or 4 minutes aside and get them nice and crisp.
That sounds complicated.
And you got to pay attention.
Yeah, see,
that's why I asked about the air fryer. You don't have to pay nearly as much attention with the air fryer.
True. I've wanted an air fryer for a while, but it has not occurred. It has not gone down. I see it every time I go to Costco. I'm like, that. I want one of those.
You can do a lot of things with the air fryer.
I've heard.
I've been very impressed.
That's what I've heard. It's kind of the jack of all trades in your kitchen.
We've a couple of different times, we've got just like the turkey breast, you know, not like the full turkey, but just the breast, which is a little bit smaller. And you can cook a turkey breast in like 40-ish minutes or 45 minutes, maybe.
Really?
Comes out very tasty. If you're a fan of the bird.
Good. I'm a fan of the bird because the bird is the word.
Anthony says, Duquesne Dukes make the NCAA tournament for the first time in 47 years. Notre Dame wins the national championship for the first time in 35. Okay, positive thinking.
Mark it down.
Yep.
Mark it down.
Old Army buddy of mine, Sam, I can't say his last name because he joined the FBI after he got out of the Army, but he was a Duquesne, played football at Duquesne.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think Brian coached at Duquesne, I think, right?
I think you're actually correct. I believe he did.
One of his coaching stops,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're accurate on that.
In the city of Pittsburgh. Go Dukes. Huh.
Okay. Didn't realize that either. I had no idea where they were from.
Now I know. It's Duquesne, man. There hasn't been much of a reason to know anything about that. I mean, the only reason I know about Duquesne is because of that guy, because we were like, you know, we started off, I think we were together for the better part of 3.5 years or something like that, like Duquesne, you know, a couple different places. So, yep.
Makes sense.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.